Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Tuesday, the 13th of January. The political reaction to the US Department of Justice investigation of the US Federal Reserve and its chair has possibly changed the narrative somewhat on the future course of US monetary policy. Republican senators seem to be unhappy with the probe, and there is a strong likelihood that this will delay the appointment of a new Fed chair later this year. There is also increased probability that anyone nominated by US President Trump will have to work extra hard to demonstrate their political independence for fear of being branded a political stooge. Trump posted on social media last night suggesting a 25% tax on US purchases of goods from anyone who does business with Iran. There are no details, and this may well just be ignored, but if Trump actually meant what was posted, US buyers of goods from China, India, the European Union, and Turkey, amongst others, will have to find another 25%. From an economic perspective, this is another example of the somewhat random and unpredictable nature of trade policy at the moment, even overlooking the possibility that the tariffs are then declared illegal. That uncertainty adds a risk premium for US businesses, and that risk premium has been acting as a constraint on investment and hiring plans over the last year. The hope was that this uncertainty risk would fade in 2026 as companies adapt to the new policy regime. US consumer price inflation for December is due, and it is not expected to improve the affordability crisis narrative. Inflation may tick up slightly in year-on-year terms. Some of this increase reflects the fact that the November numbers were pushed lower by poor data collection owing to the government shutdown. Data collection is still a problem generally. Cost constraints and reduced staff numbers means that the Bureau of Labor Statistics has been forced to sample fewer prices in fewer cities this last year, and it's guessing at more and more price levels overall. However, the shutdown-related technical factors should now fade from the picture, and that will add to the reported headline inflation rate. It is important to emphasise that the November disinflation forces were not actually experienced in the real world, and it is the perceived experience that matters to the affordability narrative. Food prices and electricity pricing have achieved political sensitivity as drivers of the perception of an affordability crisis. Gasoline prices should help mitigate that concern, but at the moment the narrative is still a higher cost of living rather than a lower one. The UK's British Retail Consortium same-store sales data grew 1% on the year. This will not have properly captured consumer spending in total because it does not include most of the spending on having fun or online retail, which is especially important around Christmas in the United Kingdom. The value of food sales held up as food retailers seemed pretty eager to increase their prices. We'll be hearing from Bank of England Governor Bailey later today. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland. Its subsidiaries, or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.